Box. You're listening to Taking Me Over with Billy Gunn.
What's up? Good evening. You're listening to Taking the Over, and I am your host. I mean, my name is William, but my pals call me David. The name of the show is Taking the Over with Billy Gunn. You can definitely call me Gunn. My guest tonight is dear friend, little brother, multiple guests on the show, one of my favorites, the one and only Supreme Emissary of St. Bernard Parish, Mr. Ben. American Ben. We'll call you American Ben, not UK Ben, or Ben the Better. Make sure everybody knows who you are. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Doing great, man. Doing great. Representing the parish. Excited, man. Week 18. First ever week 18.
First ever week 18.
Yes.
Holy mackerel. That means a lot, and it being week 18 complicates everything that's going to happen with wagering this weekend as it relates to the matchups in the NFL. And you know, one of the things, Ben, I don't know if you're an every week listener or not. I know you've been a guest on the show several times. If you've been following the Billy Gunn plan for the last 3 or 4 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm up 40 units in the last month, you know, on a heater.
Yeah.
But and if you've just been doing what I say to do on this show, you haven't been doing all the stupid bets that I do. You know what I mean? Like all the popcorn bets that I do. All the like, oh, let's see some fireworks. like, oh, let's amuse myself with just some stupid, like just stupid game. Not even like intentioned on winning, just intentioned on having fun. But the shit that I'm trying to give to the people, plus 40 units in the last month, brother.
That's impressive, man. That really is. I'm gonna ride your coattails week 18, man. So I'm with you. So up 40 units is impressive.
Well, I just want to I do want to take the occasion to wish you a happy January 5th, a happy 1/5. I don't know if you realize this or not. Of course, you know, people like me, we cherish the date of 420, right? But if you break 420 down to fractions, 420 ends up being 1/5.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So today's a 420 adjacent day. I don't know if you have any other friends like me, Ben, but like Louisiana legalized medicinal flower for the first time, like actual flower itself to be dispensed at the pharmacies that everybody wears lab coats and calls each other doctor. And, you know, and you get to the counter. There was a 2.5 hour line at the dispensary in Madisonville to buy flower on the first day it was offered.
Wow. That's crazy, man.
Dude, motherfuckers were parked on the road. It was insane, dude. All right. Now, so I'm like, holy shit, because I've been calling, and then I'm on their website getting their phone number, and I'm calling, and then I noticed like they're not answering the phone, and also like they say on their website like flower is available on January 3rd, limited quantities, we're not taking orders, come on down.
Oh shit, like first come first serve, basically.
First come first serve, dude. I get down there, people are parked on the road.
Jesus.
There's usually never more than one or two people in the pharmacy at any given time. And there's a 2.5 hour line snaking through the lobby of this place to get in to see the pharmacy to buy. So I just walk up in there, you know, and it's fucking COVID everywhere, you know. It's COVID. It's COVID time, you know. COVID time. You know what I mean? And there's great people there at this pharmacy. I love them so much. And I think they love me too. Ask how long I had to wait to get into the deal.
How long?
Not 2.5 hours.
All right. Awesome.
They formed a new line. And I went straight in after like 5 minutes.
That's awesome.
And I got that grease monkey popcorn. Nice. And it was good. And I like came home and I try to like sneak a little toke, like, oh, I'm just gonna kind of like old school just fire up the one hitter, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, I got so panic attack inducingly high.
Oh my God.
Suddenly, bro. And out of nowhere. Because I took for granted that I was holding in my hands like the most powerful and potent fucking grown in a lab. It was 22%. I got the most harsh one they have.
Ew.
Friends, when I tell you this is violent weed. All right. So it's like 1:45 in the afternoon. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna sneak a toke of this. Like totally stupid naive. 5 minutes later, I was as panic attack inducingly high as I've been in, I think it's been 25 years of smoking weed now.
Yeah. That is nuts, dude. That is nuts, dude.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then I settled down. Yeah. Like I was taking down like Christmas lights and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, ah, I'm just going to go reorganize my garage now.
Keep yourself occupied.
Yeah. And after about 15 minutes of that, I was like, I feel like a teenager again, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Like this is an unfamiliar feeling. Getting fucking wrecked.
That's awesome.
Off some bud. Like you didn't expect.
Yeah. To. Yeah, dude, I can't recall the last time I've been like that, but man, that's, well, probably because I don't remember it, but that's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember it all, right.
Yeah. When you get older, you remember stuff like that. You don't remember the stuff from your younger days because you're just so out of it, like you don't remember that. But like when you get to our age, those are a lot more memorable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this is like a level of discomfort not achieved since, you know, I'm feeling like 17 years old. It's nice. Great. It's great.
Good times, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So thank you to Willow Pharmacy.
Shout out.
Great people, and they love me, and they don't pay me to say this. They're just awesome fucking people. And I was explaining this to my daughter. Do you play Call of Duty with your kids, Ben?
Not yet. Mine aren't old enough to play yet, man. I've got
how old
nine
are they?
And six. Nine and six. So I mean, we're not Call of Duty yet.
All right, this so dude, I started my daughter on Call of Duty. I think when she was like 7 or 8. She's 13 now. She's badass at Call of Duty.
Nice.
Better than I am. And she'll take long sabbaticals from Call of Duty. She's, you know, what's weird is like when you have a child, and they're legitimately, no joke, your child. You're get ready for this. Your child is going to be better at video games than you are.
I'm waiting on that day, bro.
Oh, we played. We used to play Fortnite. We'd play the Fortnite and do the like the duos. And, you know, you're going to play video games with your kid. Like, oh, you let them beat you at Madden and shit like that. No, like,
yeah,
my daughter was fucking wrecking shit. And I was just like along for the ride. On Fortnite, right? And we won. Yeah. Like we used to win. We used to get the, you know, Fortnite, it's like 99 people jump in and then you win. And like we won multiple times. We'd be in two different rooms of the place of the condo just like yelling back and forth or have our headsets on. And dude, but like Call of Duty is not normally her bag, but like she's fucking badass at it.
She's a quick learner on that, huh?
They're wired better than you are, and they got the new operating system,
right?
You know what I mean. But they also they're you,
right?
They're you and your wife,
right?
So they've got that wiring. It's grease monkey popcorn, man.
Shout out
to that.
Shout out to
grease monkey popcorn. You ready to talk about some football?
Hell yeah, man. I did about like 45 minutes of research. I'm ready to roll, man.
Oh, that's premium for a guest on this show. I appreciate your time. That's the best, you know. It's gonna be a weird week, man. Like, there's games that don't matter, there's games that do matter, there's teams that have shit to play for, there's teams that don't have shit to play for. Like I said, I've been on a heater. I've been hitting some teasers. 6-point teasers, 10-point teasers, 13-point teasers. If you've listened to the show, you're familiar with teasers. If you've never listened to the show, God help you. We're going to try and walk you through it either way. I've had people that listen to the show 30 times and still don't understand what the fuck we're talking about. We're talking about teasers. So hopefully we'll make it make sense tonight. We're going to move the lines with teasers tonight, but we have to pick multiple games. And I think a week like this really opens itself up to it. In fact, I had a there's so much that I want to move around. There's so much that I think you can find the benefit. You can find the gain this week by manipulating the lines, moving some of these things to crazy extents. And there's also some straight up regular, you know, square bets that I'm interested in as well. You know, and so I know you've done some research. I've done some research, man. Let's kick it off. Let's get ready for the first ever week 18 in the NFL here on Taking the Over. And we're starting on Saturday, where I believe the Cowboys are traveling to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles.
That is correct.
Nobody's really got anything to play for here.
Nope.
Cowboys have won their division, and the Eagles are in.
Right.
There could be some weird circumstances where these folks might see each other again next week. And that
very possible.
Oh, you got to throw that into the machine. But
yep.
In spite of those odds, you got to figure, like, nobody's really getting too crazy in this one.
The you wouldn't
Eagles
think.
Are 7-point home underdogs.
Yes.
With a total of 43 on this game. I considered this game for some teaser magic this week, moving this line 6, 10, or 13 points. I've decided not to, but I'm interested to hear your thoughts on what you think about. I mean, again, this is a meaningless game amongst teams that are in the playoffs. So you've got to figure maximum backups.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, the thing that jumped out at me at this is that, A, yes, there's nothing to play for, but then there are, you know, it's an NFC East rivalry too. So, you know, they're not going to want to lose this game, either team. You know what I mean? I don't think either team is going to want to lose. But the Cowboys are locked in, right? They're going to be probably either the 3 or the 4, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
I think they can even get as best as a 2, but that a lot of shit has to happen.
As you said, right. One win away from locking up that number 1 seed,
the AFC, right? Kansas City could get it. You hearing that?
Who's talking to you?
Is that me?
Somebody?
That's me.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fuck.
You got a couple of dudes over there.
Hold on, bro. Sorry.
You got some dudes you're hiding from me?
What am I doing?
Can you show me those dudes?
That's me.
That's you.
Hold up.
All right.
Dude. Sorry about that.
You're having a fucking dude party over there. That's okay. I ain't jealous, bro. It's all right. Everybody can have multiple friends.
All right. I'll start from what we're talking about. Yeah. I'm talking about the – all right. Yeah. So Dallas Cowboys, bitter AFC rivalry NFC East rivalry. Excuse me. I don't really have a good feel about this game just because A, there is nothing to play for.
Right.
B, I mean, it's just hard to gauge like what teams are going to show up. Like, are they going to be playing their starters? Are they not going to be playing their starters? Are they going to be, you know, all signs are going to start with the starters, but I mean,
I don't think I don't think you start with the starters in this game. You really don't. There's really nothing. Nobody can really advance their position too much. Back in week 3 when these two teams played, Dallas won by 20, 41-21.
Right.
The only thing that I can think, and even like I said, 41-21, that's a 62-point game. If you were to get involved, I'd maybe tease the total from 43 to 56 on a 13-point. How exciting does that sound? Do you think a track meet's going to break out and these two teams can crack a number like that?
I don't. Not if the starters aren't playing and you're not playing for anything. I mean, I don't see this being a shootout. I mean,
I think there's going to be more attractive wagers this week. I have nothing for this game, but this is an example of, now again, two teams that are in, but really they don't have anything to play for because they're both kind of secure in their positions. And this is going to mean so much to all of the Lions and all of the games this week, as we'll soon see. Next game on Saturday is the Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Denver, where Denver's a 10-point home dog. Kansas City can become the top seed with a win. They can earn a bye with the win and some help. I believe they need the Titans to lose to the Texans in order for that to happen. Total on this game is 44.5. Chiefs have been on a course of destruction. They've been blitzkrieging through the league. The Broncos, I remember when all we could talk about early season was firing the head coach, Vic Fangio. It feels like Broncos have turned into a defensive football team and are, you know, again, Kansas City has a little something to play for. 10 points is a lot on the road. Against, you know, I mean, is it a staff coaching for their lives in Denver? You know what I mean? Do the players respond? Do they not respond? Those are the questions you need to know. Like, if I was like a Denver fan and I had my finger on the pulse of what the fuck's happening, if I was this dedicated as I am to the Saints as Denver, I'd have a read on this game. Even the total of 44.5, I don't have anything for it. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing kind of stinks a little bit because, you know, what is Denver playing for? I mean, to go 8-9 as opposed to 7-10, you know? You know, do they really save the coaching staff with one more win, or do they not? I mean,
so you got 10. So there's 10.
But the read I have on this game is that Kansas City's going to come out. I mean, they're going to give themselves a shot to have that number one seed because, you know, you got to at least win this game in order to have a shot. Now, how likely is it that the Titans will beat or the Texans will beat the Titans? Not likely, but I think Kansas City, you're gonna come out and play. You're gonna try and beat the doors off of fucking Denver.
I just worry that defense kind of drags them into the mud, makes it, you know what I mean? Like, so I'd consider this for just a square bet, like on the spread, Broncos plus 10.
Plus 10.5 at home.
I mean, if I feel the need to get some action, you know, late game Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd probably link, because remember, even at the end of the day, Kansas City always stands for can't cover. I mean, they know they've been covering, they know they've been winning, but man, this feels like a classic can't cover. I'm a layoff if I find myself with bad inclinations late Saturday, I might take the Broncos plus 10.
Yeah, I might do a little something, but it won't be anything big on these Saturday games, man. They're just too much unknowns with these, so I'm like you man, if I'm leaning one way, I'm actually leaning towards the Chiefs because I'm thinking they're gonna try to come out and beat the shit out of them. Now the total, I don't know, 44 seems low, but I mean the defense for Denver has been fucking pretty good all year.
Stout. They've been stout.
Yep.
And that's to say, I worry they're gonna pull the Chiefs into the muck with that defense, you know, if they show up. Because they got nothing to play for. It's either an endorsement or a non-endorsement. And that's what's so crazy about this week. It formerly week 17, now week 18. It's like, what happens in some of these? They have nothing to play for, but do they believe in or do they not believe in Vic Fangio?
Yeah. My gut says no. I mean, how long has he been the coach now? Like 4 years? Something like that.
When I talked to my Denver fan earlier this year, they were ready to run his ass out of town in like week 3.
Yeah,
you know. But I don't know. The next game, first Sunday game. This one again, no stakes as can be. Already clinched the bye. Green Bay is traveling to Detroit. Detroit is a 4-point home underdog, in spite of the fact that Green Bay is probably not going to play Aaron Rodgers.
They're not playing anybody.
Yeah.
It's still a 4-point favorite.
You know, the total on this game is 44.5. Again, I want to focus on the really meaningful shit this week. Like, I want to focus on the ones that, when it's time for not just like fireworks, let me entertain myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm stupid and contagious and bored. Let me place a. I don't need that on this game. There's other options here.
There's like you said, there's nothing to play for here. It's not going to help anybody. And I kind of watched a little bit of Detroit last week, and I think they're just tanking it. I mean, they're packing it in. But then again, you're also playing against basically second team Green Bay,
right?
Which, you know, like you said, there's better opportunities out there.
I mean, is there anything that jumps out to you? Like you want to jump on this or no? I don't see it at all. Not even for my crazy teaser thoughts.
I would stay away from this game. Like I said, man, you don't know what's gonna happen. Detroit's terrible, but Green Bay's playing their second team. So I mean, I don't know what the hell's gonna happen in this game, man. Green Bay has zero to play for. They locked up the home field, knocked up the number one seed. If I had to lean, I'd probably take Green Bay minus the four, just because they're a better coached team. They're a better coached, they're better. Even I think they're better rostered top to bottom by far, even with their playing the second teams. But still, too many unknowns, dude. Too many other opportunities in this week besides this game. You know, the early games are early for a reason,
right?
Because most of them don't mean anything.
The next one doesn't mean anything either. Chicago at Minnesota minus 3.5, 44.5.
Yeah,
I mean, they covered 3 weeks ago. Minnesota did in this specific game, and they've lost twice since. This is a nothing game between two shit teams. I wish they wouldn't even show this on Red Zone. You know what I mean?
it's just another one of those. What are you doing here? Like, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
The next game is kind of a hybrid. New England is traveling to Miami. Now, the Dolphins have nothing to play for, but New England can still win their division with a win and a Buffalo loss. You got to believe this is going to be one of those, not a shocking, Miami won late season in Miami against New England. No. Vegas and everybody's on the side of New England as a 6.5-point favorite in this game. Total on the game is remarkably low at 40. And it's weird because New England has shown they could put points on the board.
With like Mac Jones last week.
Granted, it was Jacksonville.
Right.
But that's a low total. Again, New England has a reason to win. They still have hope to gain. Miami, I think they're going to get smoked by a good football team here.
I agree.
Which sucks because this is the same New England team that we as the Saints beat, and then we lose to Miami with that, you know, that COVID thing. And it's just, I don't know. I'm staying away. That total is appetizing.
Juicy.
It really is. I mean, I could see taking that total in one of my 13-point teasers down from 40 to 27 and taking the over 27.
Yeah. There's a good chance we start the sports 27 by themselves. Yeah.
By themselves. And that's where these 13-point teasers been. It's a four-way 13-point teaser. Ties lose. Unlike a traditional 6-point teaser, a 6.5-point teaser, a 7-point teaser, a tie will lose in this four-leg 13-point teaser. And these four-leg 13-point teasers are scored minus 130 as the odds. And sometimes people call teasers a sucker bet. I've hit all of my prescribed teasers these last 3 weeks. Because it's that time of the year where you have enough information that you can pick in a week four legs that work.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely a time of the year where you kind of you have a lot of info,
right?
But there's also the other side where you're like, all right, what are they playing for? But I tend to lean towards New England here. I think they're gonna destroy Miami, like, because it's just Bill Belichick is not gonna leave any chance if they lose this game if Buffalo somehow loses to the Jets, that they're going to win the division, which, you know, that's Bill Belichick, man. He's not going to go out to win this game, and I think they're going to win it big. But the total definitely seems a lot juicy, especially if you're going to tease it down to 27.
And so, like, to me, I like to place one big smart. I'm going to use one big smart teaser this week, right?
Okay.
And it ends up being like a process of elimination of like which four, like, oh, it's not I have to go find four. It's which four am I going to settle on?
Right.
This is close. This is still, to me, this is an outlier, taking this mm-hmm. total from 40 down to 27 and teasing the over. I'm still going to, you know, just put it in the memory bank. Because the next one is one that I do feel strongly definitely goes into the mix. And it is Indianapolis traveling to Jacksonville. Indy's got plenty of reason to win.
Winning in.
Fighting for their lives, winning in.
Winning in, baby.
44 is the total on the game. Indy is a 15.5 point road favorite over Jacksonville. Now, Jacksonville, as we saw last week, I mean, things have just, the wheels have come off. They're a mess. You know, losing that running back really hurt Trevor Lawrence. Any kind of resemblance of success for the Jacksonville offense. I like taking Indy down from 15.5 down to 2.5.
I like that a lot, bro. Because honestly, if I was, I would never lay 16. I don't think I would lay 16 in this spot.
I would not lay 16 in this spot. Even but though, I said it last week. I said if Jacksonville got the 7 plus 17.5 versus New England, I would take it.
Yeah.
That motherfucker got the 17. And I held tight. I held strong. And then I think they lost by 25 or 30.
They lost by 40.
Okay, they lost 50 by 40. To 10. I said 17.5. If he got the 17.5, I would do it. Yeah. When we recorded the show, it was at 15.5. I said, if it gets to 17.5, I'll take it. Motherfucker got the 17. I said, no. Dude, I'd have been so.
Dude.
All right. And there's also this crazy stat floating out around there about like Indy having lost to Jacksonville all these times. And I'm like, go kiss your sister. Like, I want no part of that. You know what I mean? No, like, no. That's stupid. This is one that I feel. There's no scenario where they don't beat them by a field goal. It's the crazy, you know, the motherfuckers that are sweating are the ones that bet it 16.5 or 15.5.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah.
Yeah. So is it fair? Do you think we should throw this into the mix?
I think it's a definite possibility. If we're teasing this down to
well, let me also interrupt the action here to go. Oh, by the way, the cool thing about teasers this time of year is you get to include college football games that have a lot of certainty to them, more certainty than usual. And there's nothing more certain than Georgia and Alabama meeting in the national title game. So I'm gonna stop here and tell you, spoiler alert.
Oh.
We're putting Bama into this teaser because we can into this 13-point teaser.
I like it.
So what? Bama's getting 3.5 points in their rematch against Georgia.
Dude.
Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
They're a 3.5 point underdog to a team that they smoked in the SEC championship game.
Ooh, man.
And then they did everything. I teased Bama last week. I teased Bama from like minus 14 to minus 1 or minus 13 to pick them.
Yeah.
Come on now. I put them in a 10-point, a 13-point. Like, you're stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, they weren't going to lose to Cincinnati, man.
So as crazy as Bama getting 3.5 sounds, how about Bama getting 16.5?
I like it.
Let me go ahead.
I like it a lot.
Go ahead and just say that's the next – that's – a certainty. That's a cornerstone. That's a pillar of this four-way teaser. 13-point four-way minus 130 teaser.
I'm liking that, and I'm putting that on my board right now.
You like it? All right. So I don't know. I mean, are you sold on Indy minus 2.5 at Jacksonville?
I'm 100% sold on that.
Okay. All right. Great. Next, we come to the next game. All right. I got this one marked 2 for this teaser. The Jets are traveling to Buffalo. Total on the game is 41. Buffalo's minus 16 and a half. I had Buffalo minus 4.5 because I teased them last week against the Falcons. And guess what? They covered that.
Yep.
I'm not sure if they covered the full spread because it was 14 and a half. But I took them down to 4.5 on a 10 point. And I would like to do something similar here. Again, throw it into the idea box. The Jets traveling to Buffalo, Buffalo being 16 and a half point home favorites. What if we put Buffalo into the teaser and took them down to 3.5?
I think that's a great bet. I mean, I think 3.5 against the Jets, man, they're
Buffalo, by the way, Buffalo clinches their division with a win.
Right.
They guarantee home field advantage with a win. So, you know, and the Jets obviously have another, you know, how pissed off you've got to be as a fan base. If you're a Jets fan, what are they sitting somewhere close to the top pick and you go out and fucking beat Buffalo in the last week? That no one wants you to do that.
No, that's Buffalo. Well, see, Buffalo will be the 3 seed if they win, or the 2 seed. It looks like they'll be the 2 seed. Because
right.
They're not the Titans. I think the Titans will, if they win, which they should,
Titans
will
be the 1 seed. Kansas City, yeah.
Yeah, and then they need, that's it. If they win this and then somehow the Titans lose, then they become the number 1 seed. Or no, that's KC. So KC has to lose too. So yeah, I mean, Buffalo's winning to win the division to have that home field,
they're
home field game.
Guaranteeing home field advantage. They're guaranteeing home field advantage with a win.
Yeah. So yeah, Buffalo. Minus 3.5.
You like teasing it to 3.5? There's a hook on that. I mean, you don't want to get caught on that hook against the Jets now, do you? They've been smoking teams, dude. Buffalo's.
Yeah, they have been.
They're clicking on all gears.
Yeah, they've been playing well lately. I think there's a good chance they could come out of the AFC. It could be another rematch like last year with KC in the title game. I can definitely see that happening too. Because I mean, those are two teams that are clicking on all cylinders right now, man. So. I'm not scared of laying 3.5 against the Jets.
Well, we're not short on options for this 4-way teaser.
No, we're not. We got plenty of options.
One game we're not going to fool around with is Carolina traveling to Tampa and the battle of who could care less.
Right.
Tampa minus 8, 41.5 is the total. I want to vomit thinking about that one. Next game is intriguing, though, because it's a team with a whole lot to play for on an existential level as far as injuries and health and bye weeks versus a team with nothing to play for but a losing fucking record in Tennessee Titans, who win, and they are the top seed in the AFC.
That's crazy to think about, dude.
I'm a Tennessee mark, though, dude. I've been high on Tennessee for the last couple years. You know, it was, I think it was the 2019 season playoffs, just watching them go in there and wreck shit.
Yep.
It sold me on Tennessee. I was not far from Nashville. You know, like I was Tennessee people all around during that time. But they are solid. And if they win, they get the bye. You got the prospect of Derrick Henry returning. Came back to practice today. Did not even know that.
Yep.
Okay. Well, he's definitely not playing, but like.
No, he's not playing this week. But,
now Houston, I've liked Houston. I like betting on shit teams. You know that. I'm predisposed to that. But like, they have nothing to play for. Again, similar to the Jets, they're not. No one in Houston. They'll probably riot if they went out.
Yeah, you don't want to
beat Tennessee.
The fact that they've won 4 games this year. I mean, the coach's name, but he should be up for coach of the year.
Cully. They've said he gets to come back and coach this masterpiece of a roster, this Mercedes of a roster again next year. Without Deshaun Watson, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure this time. God, Bill O'Brien just like Viking that play. Just raped and pillaged that fucking team.
He murdered that team, bro.
Oh, my God.
He definitely dismantled that team. Yeah, trading DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson.
They were a very charitable organization to the other teams.
Very much so.
For a long time.
Very much so.
What if we took Tennessee from minus 10 to plus 3. I hate crossing over, but man, is that an option? You think Houston could pull off a more than 3-point upset here?
No.
Or a 3-point upset? Because if they kick us, because on this four-way teaser, if they tie, it loses.
What's intriguing, the thing that I like on this is the total, honestly.
Yeah.
I know we don't take unders here.
No, we changed the rules for I made a big announcement at midnight on New Year's Eve.
Okay, I missed that.
So we have had horribly discriminating behavior, and we have really disparaged the name of unders all along the way of this show. And so in the interest of being more inclusive and also winning more money, we're going to take unders now.
Okay.
My biggest bet of the week is an under this week. Okay. One of my biggest bets of last week was an under last week.
Yes. I took your advice on that one as well.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll get to that. So what do you want to do with the total? You want to take an under? You want to tease it and take an under? What are you going to do?
I like the under.
Okay.
It's 43.
Okay.
Taking that to 56. Okay. No shot.
Right. I like
no
it.
No shot. There's more 56 right? points.
Teasing totals.
Tease the total, bro.
Breaking all the rules, man. I like it. I like it because I'm going to do the same thing.
I don't think it's going 43.
There's no shortage of options here. It's like put your own teaser together.
It's right? like an after Christmas sale.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You got to collect them all.
Collect them all.
What is this? You take it to 56. No, I don't think you're going to have a shootout.
There's no way, you're gonna get to 56. There's no way.
And you always, like, because the remarkable rate at which these teasers lose. I love putting these teasers together with guests and they lose. These last several weeks, they've not been losing. But, like, I've put teasers together with guests before that are even gambling naive. And they go, like, holy fuck. And I got people, like, text me behind the scenes going, take my money. Put it on this shit. And I go, no.
You don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that. But these, it's different. You know what I mean? It's different.
Yeah, teasers are a game changer, man.
Shit. All right. Well, we're going to throw that into the teaser machine, see what comes out. All right. You ready for the next one? Because it keeps getting even crazier. Oh, Jesus. Washington and New York Giants. There's nothing there. Two teams, nothing to play for.
No.
Washington's 7-point home favorite. Total's 37 and a half. Imagine taking that down to 24 and a half. No, I don't want to do that. All right. All right. So fuck that game. That game's stupid. We're going to skip the Saints game. It's a late game. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. This one's weird, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
they both are still mathematically alive. Yeah. But
I have no straight up read on this game.
No.
If Lamar plays, I might get involved in some player props day of involving him, depending on where they open at, you know, but
it's hard on this one, dude, because, I mean, so much shit has to happen for either team to make the playoffs. Baltimore way more than Pittsburgh. And is Lamar Jackson going to play? I mean, I wouldn't play him. Like, if, you know, I mean, your franchise quarterback. So, yeah, it's just too much unknowns, man. I would just lay off this game completely.
Cincinnati is traveling to Cleveland. Now, this one is a fascinating example of, again, two teams that have nothing to play for.
Right.
Cincinnati's in. Joe Mixon tested positive for COVID today. Joe Burrow's banged up.
He's not playing.
Coach Zach is making no mystery of who's playing and who's not playing. It sounds like Cincinnati's going to be sending in scrubs, which is crazy because, like, if you didn't realize that and you looked at this line, you'd see that Cleveland is a 6-point home favorite in this game.
Right.
You'd go, what the fuck is going on? Cleveland has nothing to play for. I mean, I'll put it to you like this. when Baker Mayfield has not played, I've bet on Cleveland and had a lot of success.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I jump on that. This one's weird. Like, the total on this game is 38.
38.
So then you start getting teaser crazy, right? You're like, all right, do I want to take Cleveland from minus six to plus seven? No, I don't.
No,
I don't like that because, you know, because who knows? Maybe Cincinnati's magic.
Could be.
Do you want to take Cincinnati from plus six to plus 19? Do you think Cleveland is just going to fucking chop their heads off?
I mean, they may. I mean,
by 20?
No way.
You willing to risk this teaser at all of the gluttony of options, this buffet of options that we have?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a little too risky. You know, with just so much other juiciness laying out there.
What about another idea? What if you take this total from 38
to 25? Still don't like that, though.
Saints might be able to cover that. You think? I mean, there's been several weeks in a row where the Saints would not have covered that.
That's true. I mean,
their opponents with their dancing partners.
Right.
It takes two to make a total.
It does. It does take two, as they say. And I mean, even at 25, dude, I'm not convinced both these teams could score 25 with. Because you got the Case Keenum against, I don't even know, who's the backup in Cincy? I don't even know.
It's Allen. His name is Allen.
Allen. Yeah. Okay.
Something Allen.
Yeah, last something Allen. Yeah, so exactly. Yeah. Another reason why I think we just take this one off the radar. I don't have a strong feel either way, man.
You take it, and I love placing Cincy prop bets, and I will wait with bated breath for that to happen again in the playoffs. I love that. Dude, you just bet the overs on Burrow and all the receivers and all the touchdowns and all the yards. And guess what happens? Cha-ching, dude. It's Cha-ching. So fucking great. They had Burrow at 1.5 touchdowns last week.
Jesus.
Now, granted, it was minus 170, but I was like, fuck you. I'm in.
Yeah, I'll take some of that.
I like these
action
bets that clear before halftime.
Yeah, I think he had three at halftime. So
yeah. I like that. I like already being up before halftime of the early games.
That's a beautiful thing, man.
It's a beautiful thing. You can do this. There's ways to do it.
Yeah.
We'll do it in the playoffs together. We'll do it in the playoffs next.
All right.
Seattle's traveling to Arizona. Now, Zona's playing for the division if the Rams lose to the 49ers.
Right.
So Arizona's got some skin in the game. They've come back now and won after beat the Cowboys after several weeks of losing. Seattle looked like world beaters against the Giants all of a sudden. They hung 50 on the Giants.
I know.
That's a bet I missed. I like to just make really stupid bets every week, and I think the Giants plus six was my stupid bet last week.
Oof, yeah.
Won't fool me again, Oliver Stone. I don't like 48 as the total. I don't like 6.5 to Arizona. I don't like any of it.
Yeah, dude. If I was leaning, the total to me is crazy. But I mean, if I was gonna lean away, I mean, it's just like, is Seattle gonna come out and play like they did last week? I don't know. Maybe. But Arizona's got a lot more to play for. I mean, if you know, they've got
a whole lot to play for.
Yeah.
They haven't been particularly good at home. They have not done particularly well at home either. So it's weird. Like I said, there's going to be so much. And this is one of those weeks. And honestly, dude, like I said, I've been on a heater. Sometimes when you've been on the kind of heater that I've been on, I like to really fucking slow it down.
Yeah.
Like to kinda. And that's why I like these teaser bets. I can just make one investment, stretch it across multiple games, multiple days. Seemingly no sweat stuff. Now, if you end up losing, it's, you know, headline news. You're like, oh my god, the Texans. Oh my god, the Texans beat Tennessee. Tennessee could have clinched the fucking bye, and they lost to Texas. You know, like I like it to be stuff like that. This game right here. This does not express the value that week 18 brings to the table for me.
No, agreed. Agreed.
All right, now we're going to start to get into some personal stuff, okay? And we're going to start with San Francisco traveling to the Rams. Now, as Saints fans, this is huge.
We know. Right?
And so emotion and shit like that can start to get in there. The Rams opened up 5.5-point favorites. They've come down to 4. The total on the game is 44.5. The Rams, of course, win, and they clinch their division.
Yep.
Over Arizona. They know they're hosting a home playoff game, right? San Francisco, completely adjacent to us in New Orleans, they win and they're in. They control their own destiny.
Yep.
And everybody's throwing around this stat of how many times San Francisco's beat LA. It's something like 5-0.
I saw a stat. It is so Kyle Shanahan against McVay is 6-3 against the spread. Oh. Kyle Shanahan is 6-3 against McVay against the spread. Against the spread. So
right. Well, I mean, again, this is a game that there's enough emotional interest in. And I mean, I'd like to think the Rams are going to handle business. I'm very high on the Rams. I've been high on the Rams all year.
Yeah.
I teased the Rams last week. They covered my teaser. They didn't cover, but they covered my teaser.
Yeah.
You know, this game, I mean, I'm almost more worried about this game than the Saints game. I don't know enough about the dynamics in play here to really get involved in this game. Rams -4, I don't like it. The total 44.5, I don't like that either.
Yeah, my feel in this game is not the spread. I'm more on the total on this one.
What do you think?
I could see this one going over very easily, dude. Very, very easily.
It seems like San Francisco's figuring shit out on offense, right?
Well, now they got, depending on if Jimmy G plays or if Trey Lance plays.
That's, who do you think? Who do you think? All right, who do you think gives them more offensive firepower? I'm honestly asking. You think Trey Lance is better?
I think Trey Lance. I don't know if he gives them a better chance to win, but he makes them more dynamic for sure.
I mean, he ran that offense well last year.
He did. He
had last week,
terrible first half, and he came back in the second half and lit it up. So, and you got Debo Samuel, you got Brandon Ayuk, you got Kittle.
My heart is so attached to this fucking game.
I know. I don't want to touch it either because I don't want
to. My heart is attached to the Saints game too, but there's a clear value there. Shall we talk about it?
Let's do it.
All right. Again, this is like the catch 22. This is the difficulty. Don't bet on your home team, but we're a Saints podcast. We're a Saints betting show. I'm more knowledgeable about the Saints than any franchise in the world. Okay.
Same.
And I make money on them sometimes. Sometimes betting against them. Sometimes, like I said, I'm the kind of crazy that'll do the insurance bet. I don't feel comfortable in an insurance bet. I don't feel like buying a Saints win here with a Falcons money line bet. I don't want to make sure the Saints win by betting a lot on the Falcons money line. I'm not going to do that this week.
That's not this week. You don't do it. You do that week 3, not week 18.
The Saints covering 4.5 as road 4.5-point favorites doesn't do much for me. Like I don't want to be mad at the Saints if they only win by 3. Right, I would never, and so not get involved on that. I'm not betting Atlanta +4.5. I mean, I think the Saints will win this game. I'm a little bit scared about, you know, their current general manager Fontenot, who came from the Saints, that like he knows us in and out, and it showed in our first matchup this season. You know what I mean? I love the total.
I figured that's where you were going with this.
That's where we're going with this one. All right.
Yeah.
Saints games have come in under the total the last 6 games in a row.
Yeesh.
Before that, they covered 3 in a row over the over, but the under is 6 straight on Saints games.
And
the total went up. I mean, last week, 37, 38, 37.5. Dude, I got crazy on that one. You know, I hit you up in there. I was like, hey, dude, come on. You want to win some money? Let's do this.
I took it. I took that.
Come ride with Gun, dude. Come ride with Gun.
Felt good about it.
Yeah. And I don't, I mean, I don't see Atlanta having some kind of offensive explosion against us.
No.
Nor do I see us having an offensive explosion on Atlanta.
Yeah, we haven't had an offensive explosion in quite some time.
So
I think when we scored our touchdown last week, it was the first touchdown in like 11 quarters.
So just take right. Oh my God. Oh yeah. Now we're scoring one touchdown a game now, and that felt like a severe effort to get that one touchdown out in the last four games. It was a severe effort. It's like passing a goddamn kidney stone or something, getting a touchdown with these Saints. But what I'm saying is, 40. I'm all over taking under 40 this week.
Yeah,
I'm with you. You know, I don't think the mean is about to correct itself. I think we're about to see seven straight unders. I don't know why the line went up 37 or 38 last week. Oh, maybe Atlanta's just that much more powerful. Fuck it. This is insanity.
No.
Take the under on the Saints game. Follow me. Let's do this. Do this. Do this. Now, and that's outside of our 13-point teaser. You want to get really fucking wet, Ben? Why don't we take that sumbitch from 40, crank it up 13 points to 53?
Oh, man.
What?
No chance. No chance, bro. Oh. I'm looking at the Saints injury report, just to kind of see what's going on.
Oh yeah, I'm there. Ramchek practiced today.
Yes, he did.
He's not playing. He's not playing till the playoffs if he plays.
Okay, and I think the same with Armstead too. Yeah,
something similar. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
They're both. Yeah, yeah. They're both.
Davenport didn't practice today.
That sucks.
Yeah,
but I mean, again, we're not talking about 53. What, you think the Falcons are going to hang 40 on us?
No,
and then
shot.
We're gonna score 13.
I mean,
you it's think we're gonna hang 40 on the Falcons, and they're gonna score 13?
Yeah, no.
Lock this one in to that pillar.
Lock it in.
Oh my God, I think we've already got too many, but there's still more to go.
There is, I know.
Any straight? I mean, you're gonna follow me on the under, right?
I'm 100% with you on the under on that
one.
You're
following me on the
1,000%.
This is part of our teaser too, right?
Absolutely. Gotta be.
Sunday night game's gonna be last game of the week. And this one, goodness gracious alive.
Goodness gracious alive is correct.
This one's got all everything. This is like two teams enter, one team leaves. They're doing it in the fucking Megadome in Vegas. The Chargers and their non-fan base are traveling to. I mean, so is this going to be a Vegas game where it's completely fucking Vegas fans? Like,
I would think so. Dude,
like,
Chargers,
this is like shitty fan base inception.
Yeah, like, it really is.
The LA Chargers are coming into Las Vegas as 3-point road favorites.
Yeah.
Total on this game is 49.5. I saw this one at Raiders plus 2.5 yesterday or the day before, and I bought it there. I bought it there thinking it was going to go away at 2.5.
Yeah.
It has expanded to Raiders plus 3.
Yep.
Total is 49.5. I'm invested in the Raiders here. I've watched a lot of the Chargers. I like watching the Chargers. I like watching Justin Herbert. They're so fun to watch.
Yes,
but
they're
not as much fun to bet on if you're trying to take their side.
Yeah.
And the Raiders have just been this snake bit cursed, but win or cover.
They just win.
Oh my
just God. Win, baby. They just win.
And they're getting 3 at home in a cage fight.
In a no holds bar ladder match. One person enters, two people enter, one person leaves.
You know what's going to happen in this game? There's going to be some points scored.
There's definitely going to be some points scored.
You know, he's like low-key leading the fucking league in passing yards.
Wait, who's that?
Low-key leading the league in passing yards.
Correct me
if I'm wrong, Carr. If not, he's at least in the top 3.
Really?
Yes.
And
check my work.
I'm checking it. He's number four, but he's okay. He's number four. He's like 15 yards below Herbert.
Yeah.
And like 40 yards below Stafford, and then Brady's above them all. He's about to hit 5,000. So,
wow.
But still, number four. Like, yeah. What?
And Herbert's number three.
Yeah, Herbert's number three by like 15 yards.
He's squaring off against this week.
Yeah. So points scored. I think you're right.
Well, then what if we took that from 49.5 and brought it down to 36.5?
I think that's a must, bro. I think you there might be 36 points scored at halftime on this one.
Exactly. There's no, I mean, that's not gonna. I mean, weather's not an issue.
Nope.
Dome stadium.
That's gonna be a fun game to watch, regardless of who wins, loses.
Oh, it's gonna be so. And it's freaking, yeah, it's Sunday night game. To me, I like to space my teasers out over the course of a day, or maybe even a couple days. You know, it's like you get more value for your money because I want to get deep on this one. So, all right. And that's the end again. That's the end of the NFL. So I put stars next to like five. I feel like I've got like five games as far as this teaser goes. Of course, again, Saints under 40 all day. I like the Raiders getting points. I just like the Raiders. I like them at 2.5. I like them at +3 as well. There's some interesting totals as we've talked about, but when it comes to teasing lines and a crate to find the four that we want to really invest in, here's what I've got. And really, we're going to have to eliminate one, and these are all going to sound really great.
Yep.
Colts from -15.5 to -2.5. Bills from -16.5 to -3.5. The Chargers and Las Vegas Raiders down to over 36.5. Bama +16.5. And that's going to be the Monday after the NFL. So, like, right. To me, that one's in. That one's, there's no doubt about it. Bama +16.5.
I think that's a lock.
Saints and under, if you do that, Ben, if you, of course, as you space these things out, there's an intentionality to it, because if you want to hedge, if you clear the first three legs, you can hedge there.
Right.
So we can get super fucking lucrative on this motherfucker. So Bama +16.5 is in. From 3.5 to 16.5. Saints, Falcons under 53. Sign me up, by the way.
Sold.
So we got to find two between the Colts -2.5, the Bills -3.5, and Chargers Vegas over 36.5, or anything else that you saw that I didn't see that way.
No, I don't think there was any. I think we're on the same page on those. The only, I lean more towards the Colts than the Bills.
Yeah.
Just because the Jaguars are so fucking terrible.
And there's a hook. There's a hook on that Bills. There's weather involved at the Bills.
Right. You're playing in Jacksonville, so I mean, you're probably gonna get good weather.
Do you think Chargers Vegas is in?
I think Chargers Vegas is definitely in on the over. What was that? 30
over 36.5. Taking it down from 49.5 to 36.5.
So I think we got Saints under, Bama 16.5 or 16. Mm-hmm. And
16.5.
Okay.
Yeah. Saints Falcons under 53. Bama under six. Bama +16 or 16. Fuck. I mean, I'll take it either way. Bama's gonna win that game.
Yeah, I think that wins it outright too. Like,
you're gonna lose in overtime or some kind of stupid, maybe seven, not 16.5 or 16. I feel more comfortable with Colts.
I do too.
Than the Bills.
Another caveat on that too is the Colts. Let's make sure I'm Colts play at noon. Bills play at 3:25. So you have that first leg where you focus in on that Colts game.
Right.
And then boom. Then you got your afternoon. Then your afternoon game starts with the Saints.
We got the Saints total to watch.
And then the
we got Chargers in Vegas that night.
And then we've got Alabama.
And then we got and again, like you're going. You know how easy it would be to hedge out of that? All you got to do is basically take. I don't know. Be fucking ridiculous to hedge out of that.
Well, I mean, you.
Yeah, but why would you hedge out of Bama plus 16 or plus 16 and a half?
You wouldn't. Like, right. You're going
to. You already you pop in the champagne.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't hedge. I mean, you really can't hedge on that game. You really got to. Like,
but I don't know. You've walked with me a little bit on these teasers these last few weeks. You know what I mean? And that's kind of how I space them out. I like to space them out where it's maximum fun, maximum entertainment, and maximum making money.
That's like, what it's all about.
Like you might go, oh, I budgeted $200 this weekend. Well, but why not just spend half of that or whatever, you know, like you can figure out a way and lock in the win and have a hell of a time. And then if you don't, what, you know how good a bad beat story is when you fucking lose a 13 point teaser?
that's the worst. That's,
you got a bad beat story every time.
Yeah, that's
some shit. Mm-hmm. It's some shit.
Yeah, man. I think that's the four.
Yeah, you remember that time the Saints and the Falcons met in week 18 and they just turned into a track meet.
Bar burner.
I gotta tell you, Juwan Johnson was just. Wait, I don't even think he's playing. I don't know.
Taysom Hill threw for 400 yards.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He completed over 48% of his passes. like what the fuck? Matt Ryan didn't look like a halfwit. Like Matt, nobody gets as unsexually sacked as Matt Ryan. That motherfucker looks like a damn wounded animal. Get back there. Fucking, he just, you know what I mean? How does Matt Ryan's wife fuck Matt Ryan after she sees him get sacked?
Have you seen, I don't know if you knew this or not, have you seen Matt Ryan's brother?
No. Please don't turn me on to something new.
I'm sorry, bro.
What's he look like?
He looks like Matt Ryan.
Okay. But he's not as successful, but he's not a millionaire.
He's like 5'8", but he looks just like Matt Ryan.
He probably works like Enterprise Rent-A-Car or some shit, right?
And I'm pretty sure Matt Ryan's brother married Matt Ryan's wife's sister.
I could not be more disgusted with Matt Ryan. I'll tell you who's got something for Matt Ryan this week. His name Cameron Jordan, one son of Steve Jordan, former tight end for the Minnesota Vikings.
Dude, I wish I could show you this picture. There's a picture of Matt Ryan and his brother with Matt Ryan's wife and then Matt Ryan's brother's wife, who are in turn sisters.
Well, we can look at, I mean, all the overtakers out there are probably looking it up right now.
Yeah, that's yeah. Look that picture up.
That's Google what I'm going to do when Matt I listen. When brother. I listen to this, I'm going to look this up. At
Matt concurrent. Ryan and brother, first picture on Google Pictures.
Okay.
But yeah, anyways, off the way off track there. But dude, I'm serious. The resemblance, obviously they're brothers, is uncanny. Except for it's weird because one of them parts their hair one way and the other one parts their hair the other way.
Oh, fuck that.
And one's 6 inches shorter.
And they're not twins, obviously.
They're not twins. They're not twins. But
well, I'll have to check that out.
I think that's it, man. I think we've got.
I think, dude, I think I feel good about what happened here tonight.
I do.
Like, too, all you got to do is tune in, listen, do the teasers like I put them out there, and fucking make money and have fun and watch all the sports.
That's it, bro. That's all it's about, man. Week 18.
You don't have to smoke the. You don't have to smoke the grease monkey popcorn. Do it fucking not that way. You can drink the whiskey. You can not drink the whiskey. It's up to, you know, everybody does their deal. You know what I mean?
That's it, man. That's it.
I'm excited. Last week of the regular season. It's been a great regular season. I thank you for your time, man.
Yeah,
man.
Thank you
for your friendship. I thank you for everything. Is there anything that we didn't get to that you want to make sure we did?
I think we nailed everything, dude. Like, I'm just super excited about this week, man. Like, I'm going to be sitting in front of my TV. Mm-hmm. Saturday to Sunday. Mm-hmm. Daughter has a dance competition, so it'll be just me and the son.
Oh, nice.
It's gonna be a great weekend, man. It's gonna be a great weekend. So I'm excited.
I got you. Well, say goodnight to all the beautiful people listening on whatever podcast app they're listening on.
All right, man. Well, good night, good people. I'll hopefully be seeing you cashing those checks very soon.
We'll be cashing these tickets. We'll be cashing these tickets on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We'll see y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Cheers, loves, hugs, kisses, byes. Thank you, man.